We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. Participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Y'all, I'm super excited on this Thursday morning if you're just getting your morning started. Today is Thursday, of course, May 16th, and it's 7:41 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8:41 Eastern Time for all the folks listening in Florida. Good morning to you, Florida, listening. And good morning to all who are listening via our website. As always, we like to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. You know that kids are on their way in this morning, and we remind you every single morning to stay engaged. And every single day we see something that reminds us to remind you. Somebody ripping through a school zone, somebody not stopping properly for a school bus, and so many things happening in the morning. And so this is why it's critically important that we ask you to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for kids that are standing at bus stops, many unattended. Make sure that you're watching out for kids that are walking to school. And make sure that you help our crossing guards and our resource officers that are helping kids cross the streets. It's vitally important. And you know what? We are the difference makers. We are the people that can be the change that we want to see in making sure that not just our kids get to school safely, but all kids get there and get there on time and safely. And so if you've not given yourself enough time to get there, if it's one of those mornings where you're just running, we remind you on a regular basis to just take 30 seconds, and I got to do it this morning. I'm not running. We got here in plenty of time, but sometimes you're so filled with excitement and readiness or whatever that energy is that you got to just stop. So will you stop with me this morning for 30 seconds and fill your lungs, dig deep, take a deep breath. Hold it and blow it out. I'm going to tell you, it brings your heart rate down. It brings me to my center, and it gives me a feeling that I'm okay, it's okay, and all I've got to do is just live in the moment. Wherever that moment is, live in the moment, appreciate it, be there, and keep moving to the next thing. We want to remind you that you can go to our website once again at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can listen to the OPT Network from anywhere in the country, and we're getting your emails and your text messages, and we know that people are listening from all across the country this morning, and they are listening for the First Lady, D.C., of the United States of America. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle Obama. We also want to take a moment, D.C., to listen to say and shout out the Floridians listening this morning. Go ahead. Well, first of all, we're going to start with WJFP listening on 88.5 FM in Belgrade, Florida. Good morning to you and welcome. 91.1 FM listening in Fort Pierce, Florida, and those surrounding areas. Good morning to you, WJCB, listening on 93.9 FM in Cocoa, Florida. Good morning, 94.3 FM, listening in Melbourne, Florida, and the Palm Bay area. Good morning, 107.1, listening in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm going to tell you, when I say the word Florida, I'm at the beach. I'm feeling the cool breeze, D.C., and I'm just there.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yes, it is. And, man, Carlette, let's give a big shout-out right now before we get started to the station managers at this big conglomerate. First of all, we'd like to say thank you to Kim and Ray Cassis, the owners of all of these great stations here in Louisiana and in Florida, and to Antoine Montgomery, who is the station manager over in Florida, and to Jocelyn Jacobs, who is the station manager here. Thank you guys for helping us to put all this together so that we can broadcast it, not only here in Louisiana, mm-hmm. but also in the great state of Florida as well. Big mm-hmm. kudos mm-hmm. and big ups to everybody for coming together as one to see this thing through. And really big shout out to Ray Casas for putting this whole thing together.
Absolutely. And you know what? We just can't say enough, DC, about all of the people. It took an incredible,
yes,
an incredible effort.
Yes.
And such teamwork to make this happen.
Absolutely, it did. Hello, Florida.
All right.
Welcome to the OPT Network.
Yes, indeed. You know,
yeah.
You know what, Florida? You guys don't know, but I'm having my green tea this morning, and I am trying to center myself. I am trying to contain myself this morning. Before we get the First Lady on, you know, it's going to be an incredible show. And what we like to say for all of the Floridians listening is that this show is a show that is apolitical, which means that we're not a political show. And when we bring people on like Mrs. Obama, it is to do three things, DC. It is to encourage,
absolutely,
uplift, and enlighten.
Absolutely. It is what we do. It is what we believe our calling is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what you're going to hear today.
Absolutely. And so it doesn't matter what political affiliation that you may be called to. This is about good, wholesome, healthy living. And I say it every morning, before we can have any expectation of doing anything great or making any changes, it starts first by changing your mind and changing your thinking. And really, that's what Mrs. Obama's mission, that's what her platform, and that's what this book is really about. And we're super excited about it. And it is going to be an amazing morning. We want to make sure that you stay locked in. It's 7:47 Central Standard Time. It's 8:47 Eastern Time. And we're super, super excited to have you, Florida, and to have all of you listening around the country.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to come back with some very, very wonderful conversation. So stay with us. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown: The Story of the White House Kitchen Garden and Gardens Across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
part of Louisiana Credit Union, is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:54 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8:54 Eastern Time. And let me just tell you where our discussion is going to start this morning on point. We're going to start with one of the thousands of gardens that caught the attention of the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, in her first ever book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. Mrs. Obama's book captures and chronicles not only the history of the White House garden, but the stories and connections of gardens across the nation. One of the many gardens featured in American Grown that we wanted to highlight this morning was the service garden of Betty and Jim Holmes Food Bank Community Garden in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And here to discuss the incredible mission of this garden are the co-founders, the co-coordinators, Ellen Kirby and Miss Patsy Dwiggins. Ladies, good morning and welcome for your very first time to the OPT Network, all the way from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Thank you very much.
So I want to start with you, Patsy, and I want to start with the history of this incredible garden. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, 15 years ago, we're actually having our 15th anniversary this year. Was started by a gentleman that was an investment broker in his 70s. Mm-hmm. And decided that he thought we could feed hungry people off of a piece of land that wasn't being used here in Winston-Salem. My lesson to the kids and the groups that come out to visit our garden is that age doesn't matter. You can make a difference no matter how old you are and what your career is. So he knew nothing about gardening and started it from scratch with a lot of other people that knew about gardening. So that's where it started and is still our mission today, to feed the hungry.
And so let's talk about, it goes even further than that. In the book, in Mrs. Obama's book, you talk about the service that the garden provides and how the volunteers started the community garden for recovering addicts, physically and emotionally challenged kids, and residents who live in Habitat for Humanity houses. Let's talk about that. I thought that was incredible.
Let's see. The food bank garden supplies produce, fresh produce, to the food bank that distributes it to many, many agencies and people in our community that need food, fresh food. It is the largest provider of that in our area of the state, and it does. It services our homeless shelters. It services different children's ministries and services across our community, and it services about 16 counties, I guess, in our state. So it's got a widespread to all ages, demographics, and types of folks that are in need.
And so, Ellen, I want to turn to you. You came out of retirement, you were living in New York City, and you decided that you would come home, but you had started gardening before then. I want to talk about how you came into your gifts and your talents with gardening.
Well, I think I was like many city residents in a large city where I had an opportunity to work in a community garden, and that's where I really started to learn the value of community gardening as a way of enriching a community. So I gradually moved into work on community horticulture through the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. So when I retired and came to Winston-Salem, one of the first things I heard was that they were looking for some people to lead the local food bank garden, which Patsy just described, which had, been around for 10 years. But it really drew me in because I knew I would want to do my volunteer work in the area of gardening and community work, and this was a perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also learned that this area of North Carolina has one of the highest incidences of child hunger of any place in the United States, which really shocked me because I grew up in this town. This was where I was born and raised, and I never imagined that these problems existed. So I just jumped right in, and mm-hmm. they had done such a great job of starting the garden and getting, a wide support in the community that I felt this is somewhere that, I could really serve and also enjoy what I was doing. So that's how it happened.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so I want to talk about, Patsy, how you guys, or Ellen, how you guys got Mrs. Obama's attention.
Okay. Well, I think Ellen really did that, so I'll let her talk about
that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ellen. Go ahead.
That's okay.
I think it was really related to the fact that the, first of all, it was like a miracle when, Mrs. Obama developed this book and this kitchen garden. It was as if somewhere, somehow, what we were doing was being acknowledged and also shared with other people who might want to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when she started to look develop the concepts for the book, she realized that there was a potential for community service, and our garden was known to be one of the first that was doing this, although now, you know, you mentioned how many thousands of community gardens mm-hmm. there are. Many of them are doing this outreach as part of their garden to those who are suffering from the greatest hunger in their area.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a call, and
tell me what that call was like, Ellen, when you guys got the call from the White House. What did that feel like?
Well, first of all, I didn't know it was from the White House.
Okay.
They called to do an interview and to learn more about what we were doing. I think they were in the research phase. And then about the third call, they told me who the writer was, and I was really, really, like you said, thrilled that we were going to be considered. But it took about a year for that process to evolve.
So wow.
It was very exciting, and got to tell a lot about the story. And I had been president of the American Community Gardening Association, which represents gardens in both the U.S. and Canada. So they needed help from people who worked with the ACGA, mm-hmm. as it's known, to give them ideas about where all these gardens might be located. So I kind of served as a reference person as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it just got better and bigger. So we were very, very excited when the book was released last spring, and are equally excited that there's more attention to it and that more people can learn about, you know, these possibilities.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about that word all the time on this show, Ellen, possibilities. And one of the things that really captured our attention when we were reading the book was the mission of your garden. Every garden has an incredible mission, but yours was something very special. And I love what you said, Ellen, when you said, you know, it just got down in you, and then you went on to become a professional horticulturalist. Talk about how cathartic and what connections it has given you to be a part of this garden.
Well, first of all, I think it's a link, especially if you're new to a community, to meet other people who have like-minded purposes. So it was a social connection, and I think many gardens have that. But the other part of it, I guess there are two other parts, the idea that we need to be connected to the earth, and there are not that many opportunities to do that in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found and what I think really transformed my life was that getting your hands in the soil and seeing something grow and seeing something that you can actually eat. I mean, mm-hmm. so much of gardening is for beautification, which is terrific. I mean, I love that part. But the fact that you can actually grow fruits and vegetables and watermelons and, you know, all these things that people can really use to solve one of the major problems in our society. So it had a social justice implication to it and a social service. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, what thrills me, I would say, in my life, is to do something that is a teaching role and helps people realize that plants are essential to life.
Mm-hmm.
Without plants, we couldn't survive. But also that when you put your hands in the soil, it does something to your body chemistry. I really believe that. It has a therapeutic effect. It's recreational. It's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Physical exercise. So there are so many aspects to gardening. It's not just something you go and do because you feel like you ought to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something really can change your life.
You know, as you were saying that, Ellen, I just went there for a moment. I just really went there for a moment because we live in a society that is so busy. And you talked about that early in the book. You talked about living in New York City and traveling. But then when gardening got down into you, where you would go at like 5 o'clock in the morning before you had to go to work and going in and out of airports and travel, and it just got down in you.
Oh, totally. And I think that can happen to other people given the opportunity to experience it. And that's why I worked for the Brooklyn Botanic Garden for 15 years, and that's
mm-hmm.
why I'm so grateful that this garden was here when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
I have continued to be excited about that because it was as if some group of people and through the ministry of the churches, this resource was provided, you know, for me. I
mm-hmm.
take it very personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then that makes me want to share it, you know, that experience with other people.
Absolutely.
So, yes, it's a life-changing experience.
And so, Patsy, for you, what has the gardening experience been like for you? Because as we read the book and the themes of the book of not just fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, but the whole bringing together of people, what has gardening been like for you, especially on the scale and magnitude in which you guys are doing it?
Well, I think that is really where my heart is. Ellen is the gardener in the group. I mean, she really knows the garden. Mine is really the volunteers, because I just think this provides an opportunity to get out and serve in a very meaningful way that we just don't have the opportunity to do on a day-to-day basis without some kind of organized event. We have particular times they can come out, and they can just come out, drop in. You know, they can be there with us. They can learn, and part of the education is learning how to pick lettuce or learning when a squash is ripe or learning how to pick beans or how to plant a seed. And so most of these people that come out to our garden haven't done much gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, as Ellen said, an opportunity to get their hands dirty. But there is no other place that I know of in our area where families can come and bring young kids to show them the benefits of giving back, of being able to be in service and being in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things I love to see our volunteers come out in all sorts of groups that we have, everything from college students who have never planted a thing in their life to we had a private middle school age kids come out the other day. They are very privileged, and they've been in the garden, but they don't know what some of this work is. So it just gives us an opportunity to share all of that with a wide variety of people and to give that opportunity. I think our volunteers sometimes get as much out of it as the hungry that we feed, because they're
Absolutely. And so one of the amazing things, not only were you guys featured as one of the gardens in Mrs. Obama's book, but you also all got invited to Washington, D.C. last week for her book signing. Patsy, talk about that.
Yeah, that was so cool. Any other thing to describe how cool that was. I'm not someone that sits back in awe of celebrities and high-powered people, but it was very incredible meeting her. And she just was such a warm, gracious person. I just appreciate the opportunity and experience. I appreciate the opportunity that we could come there and represent the garden, because that was great.
Hey,
and,
let's rewind, though, Patsy, for those people that haven't yet gotten the book. Let's talk about that moment when you get the call from Washington that says you're invited. You guys are invited to come to her book signing. What was that like?
Well, I'll tell you, rewind, Ellen got the call,
okay,
and she couldn't come, so she emailed out the
coordinating
group. Oh, no, Ellen,
you couldn't go?
No. She was already scheduled somewhere else.
So, Ellen, tell me what it was like when you got the call.
Well, it was the same way when we got the call, we were going to be in the book.
Uh-huh.
It was fabulous, I mean, to meet, for all the reasons that have just been stated,
right,
but also to know that this book is going to get more and more attention, and the chance to maybe shake Michelle Obama's hand and to acknowledge what she's done, and it was just thrilling. And so, you know, I was actually traveling that day from New York to Winston-Salem, and I couldn't change that. And so it was just even more fabulous to me when Patsy and her family, including her 13-year-old daughter, Abby, could go and have that chance for them, and especially for Abby, who'll probably remember that the rest of her life.
Absolutely. And so, Patsy, when you guys get to Washington, talk about what that was like.
Well, I'll tell you, first thing, the weather was awful, so it wasn't a really pretty day. But
yeah, we heard it was raining really badly.
It was awful. But we got to the bookstore where it was being held, and the publishers, people were there, and they were just very gracious and got us inside and got us all set up. And there were 260 other people that were there also for the books that had bought the book, pre-ordered the book through the bookstore. So, but they got us in the front of the line, and we were standing there just waiting for Ms. Bauman to arrive. And it was just very interesting watching all the activities surrounding that, watching them rearrange the vegetables on the table five different times to make sure they were just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it was great.
Well, listen, we want to thank you guys for the work that you're doing. We want to thank you for joining us as a part of what Mrs. Obama is doing. And we want to thank you for being the change that you want to see in your community. Thank you, Betty and Patsy, Ellen and Patsy, so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to come back with the First Lady of the United States of America, Mrs. Michelle Obama. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this.
I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so happy to share with you my first book, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. You'll also hear the stories of people in every corner of our country who are using gardens to feed their families and communities, to educate our children, and to build a healthier future for the next generation.
Thank you, Mrs. Obama, for being the change that you want to see. I'm Carlette Christmas, the host of On Point Talk. Please join us as we welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 on KAYT FM 88.1. If you're in Monroe, 98.9, Shreveport, 92.5. And don't forget to join On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you can hear it in my voice, I am absolutely jubilant this morning. And I just want to say this. It always has been our mission to encourage, uplift, and enlighten our listeners one conversation at a time, one day at a time. And our goal every single day is to present guests that are game changers. People who understand and who speak to possibility, the possibility of what can be. And this morning, long awaited, On Point Talk is honored to welcome the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, in her first ever book, American Grown, the story of the White House Kitchen Garden and gardens across America. Mrs. Obama invites us inside the White House Kitchen Garden as she shares inspiring stories of planting and harvesting. Mrs. Obama, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice. Thanks so much for taking the time to highlight the book.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I know we're on a tight schedule.
Good morning, Mrs. Obama.
David, what's going on?
Nothing much. We're glad to have you on the OPT Network. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You guys are, everything's well? Everyone's blessed over there?
Everybody's blessed. Let me get right to it. He's giving me a real quick rap sign. So I want to start with Mrs. Obama. First of all, as America is, so are you. Every family is running their kids around about, and you realize that you and your family are eating out at least 2 to 3 times a week. So I want to talk about how the conception, how it was literally conceived in your spirit for the garden.
You know, as you said, Carlette, that, you know, as like any busy mother, you know, scrambling around trying to get to work, get the kids to school and to their activities, having a busy husband who traveled a lot, you know, it just became impossible to figure out how to prepare balanced meals and get to the grocery store and have fresh produce. So we did what a lot of people did, you know, a lot of stuff out of a box, a lot of microwave stuff, ordering out, eating out. And slowly I saw our habits taking a toll on the health of the kids. And that was before, obviously, we came to the White House.
Right.
But during that period, we made some small changes. After speaking to our pediatrician, we eliminated sugary drinks. We did more water. I added more vegetables. I tried to cook 1 or 2 times a week. Did heavier portions of fruits and vegetables in their diets, took out all the processed foods, got the kids engaged in the process, you know, took them to farmers markets because at the time we didn't have a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And so quickly the kids responded both emotionally and physically to the changes that we were making. And I thought, man, if I get to the White House and get this platform, I want to have these conversations with families across the country, because I know that my thought was, if I'm struggling with it, other families are struggling with it. And as we looked at the rates of childhood obesity, it was clear that this was becoming an epidemic. So we thought, what a wonderful way to start the conversation than to plant a garden in the backyard of the White House. It had not been done since Eleanor Roosevelt, and probably not been done to the extent that we've done it here under this administration.
Absolutely.
And from that garden came the conversation and the book.
And so when you talk about, we like to talk about birthing things on the show, and we celebrate amazing women like yourself, but this had to go through, I'm sure, a birthing process when you look at the south lawn of the White House. So let's talk about how that process was.
Well, you know, we had no idea whether this would be possible, but the truth is, because it was so right, it was an idea grounded in truth, it became easy to execute, because all we did was ask the question. And so many people, as the book tells you, were part of this, from all the staff at the National Park Services who helped to maintain it, from our chefs to the beekeeper who is part of the National Parks Service. This garden is a community garden because there are people throughout the administration who come and volunteer to help tend it. It was the spirit of the garden that people connected with immediately. So as it turned out, it wasn't a difficult lift, because the spirit of the idea was so right, and it was ripe. So the book tells that story, and it gives people a sense of how many people are involved, because it's a big garden. It's several thousand square feet. It produces 1,000 pounds of produce each year that we use in our personal meals, as well as at state dinners, but it also goes to feed the homeless in and around the area. So this White House garden has truly become a community garden in so many ways. We also use the book to highlight stories of other community gardens across this country, because this isn't a new idea, what we've done here at the White House. Mm-hmm. People have been doing this for generations, and they are continuing to do it, and it's a growing movement of people understanding that our health is directly linked to where our food comes from, and shortening that that pathway to getting to our food is a key to improving our health. So we talk about that as well in the book.
This is an amazing conversation, not only for our listeners, but for Americans and families across the world trying to fight and win the battle of obesity. Mrs. Obama's book, American Grown, The Story of the White House Kitchen Garden and Gardens Across America, is a central theme that resonates with all who want to be healthy, who want to live longer, and who want to look better. Mrs. Obama, let me do this. Let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to have more of our conversation with Mrs. Obama, the First Lady of the United States of America, and her book, American Grown, The Story of the White House Kitchen Garden and Gardens Across America. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We want to take a moment to welcome our Florida affiliates. Good morning, WJFP, listening on 88.5 FM in Belgrade, Florida. 91.1 FM, listening down in Fort Pierce, Florida. Welcome to you, WJCB, listening on 93.9 FM in Cocoa, Florida, and 94.3 FM. They're in Melbourne, Florida, and the Palm Bay area. 107.1 FM. Good morning and welcome to you listening in West Palm Beach, Florida. Good morning to all of our Floridians and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network. We also want to thank those folks listening right here in the Twin Cities, Alexandria Pineville via 88.1 FM and Central Louisiana surrounding areas. Good morning to you, Twin Cities in Monroe, West Monroe, listening on 98.9 FM. Good morning to you, Shreveport, Twin Cities, Shreveport-Bossier, listening on 92.5 FM. And we welcome all that are listening across the country via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, we're back on point, everybody, and we're joined by Michelle Obama, the First Lady of the United States of America. And we know that you have been on a trek around the country carrying a real message of empowerment, challenging America to really just reconsider our food sources, our food choices, and also encouraging families to get themselves moving and to get our kids moving. And we believe that this is a message that is galvanizing the country. And you know, the book is absolutely amazing because what it does for Americans is it gives us a bird's eye view into what has really transpired from 2009 till present. It gives us a real look and a real sense of how this garden and how these seeds that have been planted have not only been seeds of fruitfulness, but how they have touched America and Americans. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was the motivation behind the starting of my primary initiative, Let's Move, to fundamentally change the way our children are fed. And that's led to the improvement of nutrition standards in our schools for the first time in decades. It's led to a movement to put physical activity back in our schools. We have so many champions now who are talking about childhood obesity as an epidemic, and we're starting to see rates decline in some areas in a major way over these past 4 years. So this has truly been a movement, and the beauty is it started pretty much with some seeds in a garden, which is how many great ideas start, just a small seed mm-hmm. of possibility with the support of communities and individuals. This is a collaborative effort, as is the book. It has got my, name on the front of it, mm-hmm. but it's a product of so many people's efforts. And the book is really a wonderful pictorial, beautiful pictures in the book, mm-hmm. So it's a nice coffee table piece as well, so people can see the garden, not just hear the story, but if there are millions who will never get to Washington, they'll never get to mm-hmm. see the garden up close, but they can experience it step by step, season by season.
And I really
and
think
learn
it's,
that story.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Mrs. Obama. I think it's really important that people know that this, all the proceeds from the book are going to a nonprofit, and I think that that's amazing.
Absolutely. The National Park Foundation, which is the entity that's going to be handed the responsibility of caring for the White House garden long after we're gone, mm-hmm. But the foundation also funds thousands of community parks throughout the country, which is, one of the reasons why I thought, why not use the telling of the story of the White House kitchen garden to fund this effort mm-hmm. from now until forever? But we need people to buy it, and Mother's Day is one of those good occasions.
Absolutely.
And we hope people celebrating Mother's Day sort of think of this as a wonderful gift to give to their moms and sisters and daughters and girlfriends, because there's some great recipes in there too,
mm-hmm.
From the garden, from our chefs, and they're easy, they're healthy, they're delicious, many of our favorites that we eat here in the White House on a regular basis. So
and it's
another, a real hands-on book.
And isn't it another way to get your kids engaged? I told my son, I said, we're going to make the sweet potato bread, and he was all mm-hmm. about it.
And what I felt was that it's a multifaceted way to get kids engaged in instruction following, to get them involved in doing something different, and to help them to create, and also to get them to understand that eating healthy is a decision. It's a choice that we can make as a family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you get kids engaged in the process of shopping and planting and being engaged in a garden and cooking their food, they're far more likely to try some new things.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that in our own kids. Now, they're teenagers now. They don't really want to have anything to do with us. But
I understand. We have a 13-year-old. Mrs. Right. Obama, you have been so gracious with your time, and we hope that you will come back.
Oh, absolutely. We will come back. We will talk about other issues. We'll continue to talk about healthy eating and nutrition and tips, and we'll celebrate successes. So
absolutely.
I really appreciate the focus that you all have put on the health of our children. And, thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you as well. And you know what? You're welcome back anytime. Thank you so much.
Mrs. Obama, on behalf of the On Point Talk Network and On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, we'd like to say thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to do the interview, to showcase your book. We just appreciate you for coming on Point. Bye-bye. We'll see you the next time.
All right. Take care.
Okay. You as well. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye, David.
Okay. Bye now.
Well, everybody, can you believe it? The First Lady of the United States of America. I can really breathe now. What an incredible D.C. conversation. What an amazing journey this has been for so many people that have been involved in making this happen. Again, we want to thank the First Lady of the United States of America. We want to thank her press corps. We want to thank her press secretary. We want to thank the White House Communications Office. We want to thank so many people that went into making this possible. We could not have done this, D.C., without Jocelyn Jacobs, the station manager right here at KAYT. So much security had to go into this conversation. And my heart is full. We are more than honored. And we just thank everybody, D.C., because even though we're the people, the people's voices that were heard, it took a lot of people and a lot of work to make this interview happen.
Absolutely it did, Carlette. And I'm going to tell you, it was a real job. You know, most of the people who know us knew that it was kind of hard to contact us around the time we were dealing with this, because it was many, many hours of being on standby
mm-hmm.
And it was a tedious task, but you know, at the end of the day, it was well worth it, you know, to have the First Lady come on, because we're all about it. And if you're whoever it is out in the United States of America and abroad, if you have something that you have to promote that's going to help people,
mm-hmm.
that's going to uplift or encourage somebody, that is what we do, and that is all we do: uplift, enlighten, and encourage. And so, you know, we are, I mean, just elated.
We don't even have the adjectives. The phone's ringing off the hook. We don't even have the adjectives. But let me give another shout out to Ellen Kirby and Patsy Dwiggins, listening in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Thank you, guys. They were featured, one of the gardens featured in Mrs. Obama's book, and there were so many people that were involved in making her book successful. Yeah. Again, everybody, the book is American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. And when we were literally approached by the White House after trying for a long time to get Mrs. Obama on point. They approached us about her book, and we said, you know what, this is in keeping. And they said, absolutely. You know, this absolutely connects with the mission of what we're doing.
Absolutely, Corlett. I mean, you know, my heart is just full
mm-hmm.
right now, because, you know, I know how much we've worked and how long we've been working to try to get an interview like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these people will not come on your program if it's not above, completely above reproach.
Absolutely.
And to know that the hard work that we've been doing is, you know, they understand and appreciate
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it's not going to cost them anything by coming on here.
Absolutely.
You know, some programs you can go on, it's going to cost you to be on.
Mm.
You know, you may gain a little bit, but you may lose a lot more.
Right.
You know, with this program, you know, we're no respecter of people.
Absolutely. And I think we've shown that. And, you know, for those people that are listening across the country, we have a wrapped vehicle called the OPT Cruiser. And we talk about possibility a lot. And when David got the vision, when DC got the vision to wrap this vehicle, and why am I saying this? I'm saying this simply because I want to speak to you and speak to everyone about possibility. One of the things that we got in our spirit to put on this Mercedes truck wrap was a map of the United States of America. Because what we understood in our spirits is that this would be a medium. This would be a connections network that would connect people from all across the country, both locally, both nationally, and even internationally. And when we talk about encouraging, uplifting, and enlightening people, and we talk about, and we've talked about it countless times, about our kids, about obesity, about childhood obesity, and our children being obese, becoming a very adult, having very adult health problems, we knew that this is a connection that would eventually be made. So we cannot say enough about Mrs. Obama, about her staff, about her graciousness, and just meeting us as if we had all known each other somewhere in life before. And you know what? We expect to continue this movement, to continue to encourage families to change their mind. And yesterday, as we were coming home from baseball practice with young Deuce Christmas, I looked around, and I looked around the area in which we were traveling. And every time I see a child that is obese, it makes my heart heavy, and it makes us want to do more. Because what we understand from all of the experts, from all of the physicians, from all of the great people that have done research on this issue, is that those kids are going to be affected. They are going to be affected sooner rather than later. And so it has to be a changing of our minds. I know it's not going to be easy to change what you've been doing from generation to generation. But what this moment and what this book is about, it's not about politics. It's about parents being the change, setting the tone, and saying, you know what, I might not be able to change everything, but what if I can change one thing? The name of the book, once again, people are calling up, texting in, and emailing. The book is called American Grown, The Story of the White House Kitchen Garden and gardens across America. And it is an incredible story about a time. Remember back in the day when there was the truck that used to come around with fruits and vegetables on it, D.C.? And people, he'd come around in your town, and he'd blow, and people would come back. Who was it? Brother Frugier, D.C., said those people in Bunkie and those surrounding areas know. And he'd be loaded down with fruits and vegetables and people from his garden, and people would come out and they would buy that. And that's what these gardens across America are doing. They're bringing people back together. Everybody, you're on point. It's 8:45. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I don't know. Our feet are still trying to hit the ground. It has been an incredible morning. I hope you didn't miss the conversation with the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama. Her book, everybody is texting and calling in saying, what's the name of the book? The book, again, is American Grown. It is a beautiful book. With her beautiful picture standing on the front cover, filled with a basket filled with fresh vegetables and fresh fruit. And it's called, once again, American Grown, the story of the White House kitchen garden and gardens across America. And when you talk to Mrs. Obama personally, what you realize is that she's just people. She's just folk. And you know, one of the things that she said in the book, she said, I can remember growing up watching Soul Train. Y'all remember Soul Train? I mean, Soul Train back in the day with Dawn Cornelius. And she said, and then watching American Bandstand. And that, you remember that, DC?
Oh, man. It was just amazing having a conversation with her off the, you know, at the interview. I mean, it was just, it's absolutely, I mean, I words just don't describe.
No.
How, you know, because we have a lot of people here on the show, and really I'm not that starstruck at all. I think I was starstruck a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was T.D. Jakes, you know, actually speaking to him and having him speak to you on the other end.
Yeah.
Kind of, man, it just kind of puts you in a place of, you know, and
a place of really awe.
Yeah, and Maya Angelou. You know, and speaking to her and speaking to the First Lady.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Patsy Dwiggins down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, you're absolutely right. Mrs. Obama couldn't have been more warm and more friendly and more inclusive. And what I love about the book is that she's bringing people together, the mission, but she's not taking credit for the garden. She said, you know what, gardening is something that people have been doing since the beginning of time. But what she has done is she has brought it back, and she has featured great gardens from across the nation. And when you look at the book, I mean, it's such an easy read. It's probably one of the easiest books that I've had the privilege of reading. And it's filled with great books. And what struck me the most about the book, and Patsy Dwiggins and the people that have picked the book up, you can probably attest to this. The pictures, you know, they say pictures are worth a thousand words. They just don't lie. Don't you see her warmth and just, you know, just the being, just her being there with these kids and loving on them and loving on the people. And it's all captured in this amazing book.
Absolutely.
So what are you thinking right now?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just thinking, Carlette, that, you know, it was, you know, and just so everyone knows, you know, the interview was a recording, you know, because, you know, we had to record the interview because they had to approve the interview. We couldn't just put on whatever we wanted to put on, what parts of it. So, you know, they had to approve the parts, but...
And because of the security.
Absolutely. And all of the clearances that had to be gained to be able to do the interview. And certainly I know everybody appreciates and understands that. But, man, when you talk, I mean, it's, you know, I know everybody is just a person. And, you know, but sometimes it's some people that you talk to, you know, you can just feel the it factor that they have.
You know what that's called? That's called the je ne sais quoi.
The je ne sais quoi.
That it factor. That's what
Pepe Le Pew.
That's what the French call it, the je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, it was absolutely. It just, I mean, you know that you're, you know, and it's not just the person, it's the office.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and just to be able to get that clearance, you know, I know we, you know, we're still here. We're a local program, and basically we strive to be much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, having interviews like this as the executive producer and the business manager of this program,
mm-hmm.
you know, it lets me realize and appreciate that we're in the right direction and we're going to keep pressing on
mm-hmm.
and we're going to keep standing until we can't stand. And we're gonna get there.
Absolutely. And I don't want anybody to think that we are in any ways worshiping Mrs. Obama. We are totally excited and we are honored, and we know that it is the power greater than ourselves. And I said to Jennifer Tishner, Jennifer, good morning, listening, and welcome to the OPT Network, one of our listeners. And we were talking on Real Women, Real Talk a couple weeks ago about those big things that happen in life. And those big things happen. They happen when we pray. We do the work, as Teresa Greer said. You can't just pray and expect things to happen. You have
Absolutely.
To go out and do the work. And we do the work, and then we just wait for the miracle to happen. And we believe that for all of you. That's why we showcase people's businesses. We showcase people's books. And it is our mission, just like those seeds that Mrs. Obama talked about planting. It is our mission, DC, to water as many gardens, metaphorically, as many
Absolutely.
Seeds as we can. And we know that we know that we know that God is going to send some water for us.
Absolutely, he is. And man, Carlette, I'm going to tell you. We know a lot of people probably didn't get a chance to hear the interview, so we will be playing the interview again next week.
Next
give
week?
Give those folks that opportunity, of course, to give those folks an opportunity to listen to it as well, probably a different day than Thursday, because, you know, a lot of people may have had to be at work. So, you know, we have people who can't listen on Thursdays. They may listen on
mm-hmm.
Monday, Tuesday.
Like my mom. My mom didn't get a chance to hear it.
Right. So, you know, maybe next week we'll play it on Wednesday,
uh-huh.
you know, so that the people who, you know, and so...
And we'll see. But don't you want to give a birthday shout out to some special person today?
Who, I do?
Yeah. Brent.
Oh, yeah. My brother, Brent. Yeah. Yeah. Happy birthday, Brent Shett.
He got so wrapped up and caught up.
Yeah, I'm so caught up in the interview.
The first thing you told me this morning
is. Let me give a big shout out to Early Turner this morning.
We call her Nanny.
Good morning, Miss Early Turner.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She likes that.
Yes, she does. She said, y'all give me a shout out on that radio.
Big shout out to Linda Thomas, too, and her class. Her classroom is listening to the show. You know, thank you guys for listening. We hope you were inspired.
Absolutely. And you know what I hope it inspires, DC? I hope it inspires schools to start school gardens. And one of the things that was also featured in Mrs. Obama's book is a school in New Orleans where she went down to the school. The school started a garden, and it's a great way to get back to the community and to get kids involved. And it's all about y'all. It's about changes. It's about making changes. It's about being the change that you want to see. And it's about starting with self.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. I love it. I hear the music, DC. What does that mean?
Congratulations, Carlette. You did a wonderful job.
Congratulations to you.
You know, as your husband, your boss, and your
my boss. Y'all, he whips me.
No, I just want you to know that you did a fabulous job. You did it exactly like I instructed you to. It was absolutely wonderful.
Well, you know what I know? I know that's some high praise, because let me tell you, I have a husband and a boss who ain't going to lie to me. Y'all, we want to thank you guys.
Keep it real.
Yes, indeed. We want to thank you guys so much from all parts of the country. We're getting your text messages. We're getting your emails. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your mornings with us right here. And you know what? We hope that Winston-Salem, North Carolina, we hope Dallas and Houston and New York and California, Florida, we hope that you join us every single morning right here on the official OPT Network. Let me tell you why we do it. We do it because we love you. But what we know is this. We know God loves you more than that. Love yourself. And I say it every morning. I love what Mahatma Gandhi said. He said, be the change that you want to see. Because remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. The First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama, and the White House, thank you so much for making our morning plentiful and full. Hey, y'all, we're out of time for now. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Guess what? We're going to see you right back here on Friday for Real Women, Real Talk. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.